Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Turman, and welcome to this edition of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in our town. Totem Lake has long served as the city's dominant economic center. For a variety of reasons, however, its economic output hasn't matched its economic potential. This week, a panel from the Urban Land Institute toured the area with city planners to explore why. For more on the story, we'll turn to Christian Knight.
Totem Lake is already home to the city's largest employer, Evergreen Hospital, and several of Kirkland's more successful auto dealerships. It provides the city with more than a third of its sales tax revenue and its jobs. But Kirkland's officials believe the area can be even more productive, and since September of 2010, they've been exploring different strategies for realizing that belief.
We are refocused. We've got a work plan that we are very serious about.
The city's work plan for the area is a densely populated, mixed-use urban community that gives its residents opportunities to live, work, and play all in the same neighborhood. The areas surrounding the Totem Lake Mall, for example, would have urban feels to them, with 80-foot-tall buildings and an orientation toward walking, bicycling, and busing. Last Monday, city officials guided a panel of experts from the Urban Land Institute through Totem Lake to describe this vision. And on July 20th, the developers, land use, transportation, real estate, and financial advisors who comprise the Urban Land Institute panel will unveil their own prescription for the area. The panel will also critique the city's vision. One of the keys to unlocking the city's vision is the 5 miles of Burlington Northern Santa Fe right-of-way, which connects the South Kirkland Park and Ride to Totem Lake. Transforming that 100-foot-wide rail corridor into a cycling and walking path could transform Totem Lake into a sort of cycling hub that could attract residential and commercial development. From Totem Lake, cyclists could continue northeast to the vineyards of Woodinville or south through Kirkland to Highway 520. The corridor could also offer other transportation and recreational opportunities. The city is negotiating with King County and the Port of Seattle to purchase 5.5 of the corridor's 7 miles that lie within Kirkland for approximately $5 million. The city council will consider how and whether to pay for the corridor this fall.
With the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Trail, or as we're calling it, the Cross Kirkland Trail, we see that as a way to connect other parts of Kirkland. The transit-oriented development in South Kirkland, the corporate campuses, for instance, of Google along 6th Street South, Crestwoods Park, and then on into the Totem Lake. All of those are connected along this abandoned rail line. And it just makes sense to use this rail for its highest and best use. And at this point, given the economic situation, the best use, highest and best, is bike and pedestrian path. And then later on, of course, it will be rail banked, and there might be a way for us to get some sort of a people mover.
Another question the city wants the Urban Land Institute to ponder is this: what to do with Totem Lake, the area's undisturbed natural asset. The lake's shallow water provides rich habitat for bullfrogs, which in turn provide food for great blue heron. The lake is surrounded by wetlands and has a boardwalk that leads to it.
I think it's wonderful the way it is. I just like more uses around it that get to use it. You know what I mean? Like
more accessibility?
Exactly. Multifamily, maybe some sort of recreation center that attaches to it. And then attaching the mall is so close to this. I mean, that's what this shows you, that the potential of having something natural winding its way from here into and through the mall. Maybe that's some theme that needs to be considered.
The Urban Land Institute will announce its recommendations July 20th in a public briefing at Northwest University. Information about the briefing can be found at kirklandwa.gov/Totem Lake Action.
The looming 520 bridge tolls, planners believe, will divert even more traffic through the north-south roads of Kirkland than what already exists. Lake Washington Boulevard, Simons Road, and 100th Avenue Northeast will all bear much of the added burden. This applies even more importance on the city's ability to provide some north-to-south transportation alternatives, which is why the Kirkland Connector Trail made the city's 2011 list of top work plan priorities. Kirk Triplett, city manager, announced the city's work plan during a Chamber of Commerce luncheon at Curlon Point, July 12th.
The diversion routes are the places where our monitoring is going to be in effect. So we're going to have real-time live traffic counts, what happens the day those tolls go into effect, where is the traffic going, and we'll have very strong recent counts to take to the state and say, now we need a lot of money from you. And what are we going to do with that money? Well, hopefully we can invest in something like the Burlington Northern Corridor.
The Kirkland Connector Trail was one of 12 priorities Triplett described during his presentation. Triplett also described the city's priorities to improve Park Place, involve citizens in the budget process, and solve Totem Lake's flooding troubles. Ultimately, Triplett said, Kirkland is a quality of life city, and the city's work plan should reflect that.
So, what sort of city are we? I think most of you know this as well or better than I. Kirkland is really a quality of life city, which many suburbs are. And quality of life is also our job strategy. One of the things that Councilmember Amy Wallen asked us to do a couple years ago is we started a competitiveness survey. Why do businesses come to Kirkland? Why do they stay here? And what we found is that almost 60% of the businesses in the city were here because the CEO or a senior officer lived here. They liked being here, and so they kept their company here so that they could be close and commute.
To watch the city manager's speech in full, please visit the on-demand page at kirklandwa.gov. One of the quirks that boosts Kirkland's quality of life is its long list of summer events. But those events aren't always designed around people. Sometimes event directors have something else in mind, and next Saturday, that something else is dogs. So if you're a cat, Juanita Beach Park might not be an ideal place for you on July 23rd. That's because hundreds of dogs and their owners will gather that day for 5 hours of music, microchipping, and disc fetching competitions. And most of the time, they'll be off leash. It's all a part of the annual Go Dog Go Festival. The festival is featuring a brand new event this year, a 2-mile dog walk starting at 9:30 a.m. Admission for the walk is $20, and the proceeds help fund the city's efforts to rid public parks of dog waste. And finally, in an effort to learn more about the new parts of our town, the Currently Kirkland crew met with a Finn Hill local whose little idea has turned into community tradition.
So see that marker there, the speed bump marker? Mm-hmm. Just to the left of it where the trees are is Matthews Beach. That's the start of the swimming event, and we come all the way across to the almost north corner of O.O. Denny Park.
So here we are at O.O. Denny Park with Annie Thorgrimson, who is the event organizer for the Park to Park Swim. And Annie is going to tell us how this whole event got started.
Well, the Park to Park Benefit Swim for Children's Hospital started just down the street from the park at a neighborhood barbecue gathering. And I thought it'd be a really fun idea to see if anybody else wanted to swim across the lake the next morning and have breakfast together. So the next morning we had 11 people from the neighborhood who showed up to swim, and we had a large group of kayaks and ski boats who showed up for safety. And since then, it has outgrown my house, and we now use it as a public event to raise money for Children's Hospital.
How much money did you guys raise last year for Children's Hospital?
Last year's number I don't have at the top of my head, but I do know that we've exceeded $50,000 for uncompensated care for Children's Hospital.
Wow. That's really good.
It's very good. It's not a lot for, if you think about some of the giant fundraisers that go on in Seattle,
yeah.
But if you're that family member that doesn't have to put your house on the market to save your child's life, it is a lot.
I've swam across this lake on my own, but mm-hmm. I've always wanted to participate in the event.
Great. Well, this year it's August 28th, the weekend before Labor Day weekend, and you can register online at www.getmeregistered.com or Everyday Athlete Store in downtown Kirkland at the Juanita Village. And please, if you register, see if you can find friends with kayaks or boats, because it cannot be done without safety volunteers.
Thank you for that story, Christian. Well, that's it for this week's show. Just remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. See you next week.